Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 10, Chapter 13, Promise Stealing the Boys and the Calves, Text 15. This must be the Brahma Samhita because it's all about Lord Brahma. What's that? Krishna Kirtana Gana Nartana Paro Prem Amrit. Is that right? Okay, repeat. Krishna Ambo Janma Jantas Tad Antaragato Mayar Bakashi Sheitor. Drastu manju mohitvam anya apitad vatsan ito vatsapam. Nitya vanyatra kuradva hantara dadat kevastiya pura. Pande Rupa Sanat. Make it easy. Drishva Gorsarama Moshanam Prabhavata Praptak Param Vishmayam. Ambo Jamma Ijani. Lord Brahma, who is born from a lotus flower. Tat Antaragataha. Now became entangled with the affairs of Krishna. Who was enjoying lunch and pastimes with his cowherd boyfriends. Maya Arbakasya. Of the boys made by Krishna's Maya. Ishitu. Of the Supreme Controller. Drashtum. Just to see. Manju. Very pleasing. Mahitvam. Anyat api. Other glories of the Lord also. Tat vasan, their calves. Itaha, then that place where they were. Vatsapan, and the cowherd boys taking care of the calves. Nidva, bringing them. Anyatra, to a different place. Kurudvaha, Omaraj Prakshit, Antara Dadat, kept hidden and invisible for some time. Ke Anvastitaha, Ya, this person, Brahma, who is situated in the higher planetary systems in the sky. Pura, formerly. Drishva was observing Agasura Mokshanam, the wonderful killing and deliverance of Agasura from material tribulation. Prabhataha, of the all-potent Supreme Person. Praptaparam Vishmayam, had become extremely astonished. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. O Maharaj Prakshit, Brahma, who resides in the higher planetary system in the sky, had observed the activities of the most powerful Krishna in killing and delivering Agha-asura, and he was astonished. Now the same Brahma wanted to show some of his own power. and see the power of Krishna, who is engaged in his childhood pastimes, playing as if with ordinary cowherd boys. Therefore, in Krishna's absence, Brahma took all the boys and calves to another place. Thus he became entangled, for is now very near, for in the very near future he would see how powerful Krishna was. Purport. When Agasura was being killed by Krishna, who was accompanied by his associates, Brahma was astonished. But when he saw that Krishna was very much enjoying the pastimes of lunch, he was even more astonished and wanted to test whether Krishna was actually there. Where would he be? He's sitting there taking lunch. Brahma wanted to see if he was actually there. Thus he became entangled in Krishna's maya. After all, Brahma was born materially, as mentioned here. Ambojanma Jani. He was born of Amboja, a lotus flower. It does not matter that he was born of a lotus, not of any man, animal, or material father. A lotus is also material, and anyone born through the material energy must be subject to the four material deficiencies. Brahma, the tendency to commit mistakes. Pramada, the tendency to be illusion. Vipralipsa, the tendency to cheat. And Kara Nadpatva, imperfect senses. Thus Brahma also became entangled. Brahma, with his maya, wanted to test whether Krishna was actually present. These coward boys were but expansions of Krishna's personal self. Ananda Chimaya Rasa Pratibhavita Bhi. Later Krishna would show Brahma how he expands himself into everything as his personal pleasure. Ananda Chimaya Rasa. Ladini Shaktir Asmat. Krishna has transcendental potency called Ladini Shakti. He does not enjoy anything that is a product of the material energy. Brahma, therefore, would see Lord Krishna expand his energy. Brahma wanted to take away Krishna's associates, but instead he took away some other boys and calves. Ravan wanted to take away Sita, but that was impossible. And instead he took away Amaya Sita. Similarly, Brahma took away Mayar Bhaka, boys manifested by Krishna's maya. Brahma could show some extraordinary opulence to the Mayar Bhaka, but he could not show any extraordinary potency to Krishna's associates. Then he would see the very near future, Mayar Bhakasya Ishtu. This bewilderment, this maya was caused by the Supreme Controller, Prabhavataha, the all-potent Supreme Person Krishna, and we shall see the result. Anyone materially born is subjected to bewilderment. This pastime is called Brahma Vimoha Lila, the pastime bewildering Brahma. Mohitam Navijananti Mam Ebyak Param Aviyam. Materially born persons cannot fully understand Krishna. Even the demigods cannot understand him. Uyanti yatsuryaha, tene brahma ya ridaya adikavye. Everyone from Brahma down to the small insect must take lessons from Krishna. Maharaj Prakshit, Brahma, who resides in the higher planetary system in the sky, had observed the activities of the most powerful Krishna in killing and delivering Agasura. And he was astonished. Now that same Brahma wanted to show some of his own power and see the power of Krishna, who was engaged in his childhood pastimes, playing as if with an ordinary cowherd boy. Therefore, in Krishna's absence, Brahma took away all the boys and calves to another place. Thus he became entangled, For in the very near future, you would see how powerful Krishna was. If one becomes a pure devotee of Krishna, then one is not under the influence of material energy anymore. Nor can anyone influence one under the spiritual energy. Even Brahma, the most powerful person in the universe, could not actually steal the cowherd boys and the calves because they were completely under Krishna's protection. In the Ramayana, there is Vedashira, I think that was her name. Vedashira was doing penances in order to obtain Krishna as her husband, Vishnu as her husband. And Ravana was on his tour, conquering the universe, and he came into the Himalayas, and he saw Vedashira doing her penances to obtain Vishnu as her husband, and Ravana became attracted to her. So he came down and tried to seduce her. She was not very interested in Ravana. And so he grabbed her by the hair. Now in the Veda culture, if a woman is touched by a man, she's considered to be contaminated. Well, perhaps her husband or contaminated. So she didn't take it very nicely. And she took her hand and she cut her hair off. Robin was grabbing her hair, so she cut it with her hand. That's called martial arts. If you become a great devotee, automatically learn the martial arts too. You don't have to study it separately. In any case, she wasn't very much happy that Ravana had touched even her hair. So she, by her mystic power, she burnt herself to ashes. She increased the heat in her body, burnt her body to ashes, and promised she'd come back and destroy Ravana and his dynasty. So as we know later on, in the Ramayana, when Sita and Lord Ramachandra were in the forest, towards the end of the pastime, the last year actually, of their exile in the forest for 14 years, Marichi had seen Sita, and he became very much attracted to, Surpanaka. Surpanaka, when she had tried to seduce Ram and Lakshman, specifically Lord Ramachandra. Lord Ramachandra said, well, actually, I'm already married. I can't really accept you as my wife. So, but my younger brother, he's not married. You can have him. He's looking for a wife. So Surpanaka was not the ugly demon she usually was. She had transformed herself, put a little makeup on, and she looked very beautiful. So, Ravana, Lord Ramachandra, said, I'm sorry I can't accept you because I'm already married. So, and Lakshman also rejected her, saying that, I'm sorry, I'm just a slave of my brother. Why should you accept a slave as your husband? You're much more worthy. So Surpanaka became angry. She decided to eat Sita. It was about breakfast time anyhow, so it fit perfectly. So she attacked Sita, but Lakshman was there, grabbed Surpanaka, and cut off her nose and her ears. So she went back to Ravana complaining. And in order to get revenge on Ram and Lakshman, she told Ravana how beautiful Sita was. She was the most beautiful personality in the universe. And Ravana naturally became attracted, hearing about the glories of Sita, and he wanted to obtain her. So he went to his friend Marichi, who was living in a cave at that time. Does anyone know who Marichi was? He was a demon. And he was the one who had, he was one of the demons who attacked the sacrifice of Vishwamrita Muni. And Lord Ramachandra killed most of the demons, but Marichi, he hit with an arrow, and the arrow flew him. The force of the arrow caused him to fly back 80 yojanas, around 680 miles, or approximately 1,200 kilometers. Pretty powerful arrow. So Marici decided he's going to retire. He didn't want to hear, didn't want to see Ramachandra again. So he was living in a cave as an ascetic. But he had mystic power. So Ravana came to him and told Marici that you should disguise yourself as a deer and come with me, and we're going to enchant Lord Ramachandra away from Sita, so I can kidnap Sita. So Marici said, no way. He said, I know how powerful Rama is. I'll be killed if I do that. So Ravana said, well, you have a choice. Either you'll be killed by me or you'll be killed by Ram. One way or another, you might be killed, but you have to decide. So Marici thought, well, if I get killed by a demon, what's the value? What's the advantage? But if I get killed by Ram, at least I'll get liberation. So he said, all right, I'll become a deer. So he became a beautiful golden deer. And Sita saw him and said, Ram, please give me that deer. And Ram said, well, he's a demon. It's just an ordinary demon disguised as a deer. So Sita was disappointed, so Ram agreed to go get this Maya deer. So he, of course, we know he built the... Eventually, Ravana came, he stole Sita, supposedly Sita, but actually he didn't steal Sita. As soon as Ravana came, Agni came and took Sita away and replaced Sita with Vedashira. So Vedashira was kidnapped by Ravana. So she was happy about that in one sense, because now she got a chance to destroy Ravana's kingdom. When Lord Ramachandra would come with the monkey army, he'd completely wipe out the kingdom and kill Ravana, so Vedashira got her desire fulfilled. And then later on, Lord Ramachandra wanted to test Sita, so-called test Sita's chastity, so he had Lakshman come. They built a pyre of fire and asked Sita to enter into the fire to see if she was chaste. So all the ladies can prove their chastity, we'll build a fire outside. See how chaste the ladies are. A little difficult test, but anyhow, if you pass the test, you'll get glorified everywhere. In all the temples, they'll hear. Ljubljana has most chaste ladies. A little burnt, but they survived. Anyhow, so Lord Ramachandra asked Lakshman to come and take Sita and put her into the fire. So everyone was shocked. Sita was, after all the tribulations, Sita had gone through, and all the tribulations that Lord Ramachandra had gone through in order to get Sita back, now he's going to throw into her fire. But of course, this is all part of the plan, because then when Vedashira was put into the fire, Agni took her and brought back the actual Sita. So then the actual Sita walked out of the fire. So similarly, Lord Krishna, he expands himself as Maya, cowherd boys and calves. Sarvatapani param tat, sarvata shri shramo mukam, sarvata shruti malokan, sarvana vritti tishtiti. Everywhere is his eyes and hands and his legs and his faces. In this way, the Supreme Lord exists everywhere. So actually these hands and these legs and our faces, they're not actually our hands, legs, and faces. They're Krishna's hands, legs, and faces. We're simply identifying ourselves with them. So this is Krishna's expansion of his energy. Now in this particular case, Krishna will expand his energy as the cowherd boys and the calves, in the exact replicas of them. And two of them. One of them will be hidden in the cave that Brahma put into the cave, that under the influence of his energy. And the other will play with Krishna for the whole year. But the actual cowherd boys, I don't know where they went. Does anyone know where the actual cowherd boys went? Maybe they went on vacation or something. Stop herding cows for a year. I don't know if they were asleep or whatever. Anyhow, for a year in the eternal time, it's nothing. It's just a moment. Just like Brahma's life, who's still part of the material world, he came back not in a second, but in a fraction of a second. But that was a whole year in our time. And that's material time. And spiritual time means that the whole life of Brahma, 311 trillion, 40 billion years, is just an exhalation of Mahavishnu. So that's closer to spiritual time. So in a very short period of time, Brahma will come back. He'll see the cowherd boys is still in the cave that he put under his spell, and then he'll see that the same cowherd boys are playing with Krishna, and he became completely bewildered. Therefore, it's called Brahma Moha Lila. So Krishna can bewilder even Lord Brahma. Tani Brahma Ridyade Kavye Muyanti. Did even Brahma, what to speak of our little selves, Brahma is the creator of the entire universe. He engineered on behalf of Krishna. Krishna gave him the intelligence how to do it, but there's quite a bit of intelligence to create a whole universe with all the different planetary systems and the sun and all the different living entities within the universe. So Brahma is super intelligent. And yet he could not understand exactly what Krishna was doing. When Krishna turned himself into all the cowherd boys and all the calves turned into Vishnu forms, it was too much for Brahma. He became completely bewildered. And then Krishna turned off the curtain of Yogamaya, and Brahma came back to some kind of normal state again. So we have to become a little impressed by Krishna. How Krishna can expand himself into everyone's heart is quite a talent. Try to expand. Even we don't even know who we are, but what to speak of one person living in everyone's heart in all the 8,400,000 species of life. I mean, that's talent. And not only that, he knows past, present, future. He knows every single birth we've taken since we've come to the material universe. He even knows our names and all the different species of life. And 1, and 2, and 300,365,671. He knows everything, past, present. He knows where every atom in the ocean has been since time immemorial. I mean, that's intelligent. So, and his energy, the illusory energy, is said to be as powerful as he is. Daivi esha gunamayi, mamamayi duratiya, mameva ye pravadante, mayam etam tarantite. So if we're a little bewildered by the illusory energy, don't feel bad, you're not alone. We're all bewildered by the illusory energy. But by the process of Krishna consciousness, gradually the curtain of illusion will be lifted, and at some future time, we'll realize things as they actually are, including our own spiritual identity. But it takes some time, some patience. At least by the process of Krishna consciousness, we go forward. Generally in Kali Yuga, everyone is going backwards, which is quite unfortunate. They're taking shelter of the illusory energy instead of taking shelter of Krishna. So they can't win and they can't break even. So I'll stop there. Thank you. Any questions or comments? Yes.
These two examples of Sita, who was not a real Sita, and
this... Mother Sita was a real Sita. Vedashira was not.
The Sita, which was kidnapped by...
Yeah. Oh, there's so many. There's always so many layers. When Krishna was taken to from Mathura to Vrindavan, how actually the Narayan stayed in Mathura. He went into the ocean, but actually it was Mother Jasoda had actually given birth to Krishna and to Yogamaya. They were twins, and then, but it appeared that when Vasudev, Krishna emerged into Krishna, it appeared that he had appeared there, but actually he was always there. And therefore there's eternally this thing, they think that Mother Jasoda is the adopted, Krishna is the adopted son of Mother Jasoda, but actually he's eternally the son of Mother Jasoda. So even when we read, sometimes it says, I mean, Prabhupada writes that the Acharyas say that actually Krishna, Mother Jasoda gave birth to Krishna, but generally in the past times we keep on hearing that he's the son of Devaki, an adopted child, so it's all. Anything else? Khala, Grandharaj, Shrimad Bhagavatam, Ki Jai.